what are you going to do about Jesus?
Praise him.
But what are we really going to do about Jesus?
Go in the Word.
But what else are we going to do about Jesus? We're going to love, we're going to share him. How many here have some fears sometimes as it relates to sharing the gospel of Christ with others? Anybody here? Okay. Well, that's really what the sermon is going to be about today. I don't think that is any secret that all of us have difficulties in being a Christian. We know it is tough being one, because the toughest part, we have to walk our talk. That's the toughest part. Many times it takes courage and strength to do what God wants us to do. You ever have that situation that's presented to you, and you just have this urging to say to God, but you just walk away? You ever have that happen to you? It's fear that comes towards us, and many times we don't have that courage that he wants us to have. Especially when he asks us to change from following our own desires and following him. It's, but God, I got this to do. But God, I got that to do. But God, are you really there? Are you really there? Let me tell you something. Ministry is not for wimps. Ministry is not for wimps. It can be frightening. There are feelings of insecurity, inadequacies, and fear. Have you faced that in trying to proclaim the gospel of Christ? It doesn't make you popular in this world anymore. Nor is it easy for a pastor to teach and preach and to lead and to comfort and direct and to go to funerals and hospitals and go to broken homes with broken people. And for me, there are times where everything seems so overwhelming. Being strong and courageous is not my strong suit. And many times, and my wife will verify this, many times I want to run. I really do want to run. But that is until I know that without a doubt, God called me into this ministry. And he has made me promises. It made me promises that everything will be okay. And that this is his ministry, not mine. He has specifically called me here to the UP and to lead Grace Christian Fellowship Church. Imagine, that's a miracle in itself, coming from Pittsburgh to the UP. I never knew what a UP was until I came up here. And then when I knew I came to Calumet, I would look at the webcam in Calumet and say, wow, they must have to change this because it's snow every day. That just can't be right. But let me tell you, I sit over there beside my wife and I whisper in her ear, I can't do this. I'm anxious. I don't like speaking in public, although that's what God has me doing. I tell God, why me? Then I pick up the Pew Bible and I turn to a passage in the book of Joshua. And here's what it says. This is God talking to Joshua, telling him he's going to go into the promised land. And then he says, I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land. Then a peace comes over me, because I know that you were given to me and I was given to you to speak to you so that you may become free to inherit the land, to conquer your fears, to take care of your fear about inadequacies, despairs, and insecurity. That is why I'm here. That is why God sent me, to lead these people, to lead all of you into a growing relationship with Christ, with courage and with strength. An amazing thing, the most amazing thing or part of ministry is to see God take over, even take over a sermon, and just know gosh, he's really working. If I just stand up and know that I'm appointed, if I just stand up and know that God is talking through me, if I'm able to empty myself of myself and let him fill me up. And I feel his presence. And I feel his presence every time I come here, I step up in this pulpit. Because he says, be strong and courageous, for you will lead these people into the land. You know, God has given us a winning hand. I got to remember that. God has given us a winning hand. It's like playing poker and getting a royal flush. What happens, guys, when you get a royal flush in a poker game? What do you do? You shake? What do you do? All in. You go all in. And that's what we have in eternal life. And you say to yourself, we win. Why do we struggle so much here? The answer is, we win. And when you have a royal flush, you go, woo, there's nothing that's going to defeat me. There's nothing. And that's the same with our relationship with Christ. That there's time for us to go all in. Not partially in, but all in. And there's a time that we have to continually ask ourselves, what are we going to do with Jesus? What are we going to do with Jesus? Do we have a spine of courage to follow him? Do we know that by following him we can conquer the land, and be free of those things which enslave us? Do you know that? Do you feel that? Think about it. You are dealt a royal flush. What beats a royal flush? Nothing beats a royal flush. We have to be strong and courageous. If we're strong and courageous, we'll know exactly what to do with Jesus. So today we conclude our 6-part series called Transformation from Bill Hybels' book of the same name. Part 6, the last concluding part, is transforming our spine, or having a new spine. I call this sermon Tapping into God's Promises, or Spinal Tap. Okay, our scripture reading, of course, comes from the book of Joshua, one of my favorite books. And we're going to be reading in chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. So please grab your Bibles. Let's go to Joshua chapter 1. We'll be reading 1 through 9. And in the Pew Bible, it is 151 in your Pew Bible. Everybody should handle this. This is our map of life. And everybody should be able to touch this and feel it and read it and be able to digest it and bring it into our minds and into our hearts. Okay, Joshua 1, 1 through 9. But before we start, I want you to turn to your neighbor and say these words. Be strong and courageous. Why don't you do that? Strong and courageous. Make sure everybody gets touched. Say it again. Don't you love it? Okay. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book
of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we love you so much. And we come before your throne. You know our needs. You know how afraid sometimes we get, especially when we're asked, what are we going to do for Jesus today? Help us, Lord, to be strong and courageous, to be bold for you. Help us not to hold back. Help us to listen to you so that we may speak to those that you've given us. Help us, Lord, to beat our fears. Help us, Lord, to step into your land and out of our land of this world. Dear Lord, you know how much your words to Joshua mean to me. I pray, Lord, that you will help me to teach your word in a concise, precise way so that they may mean just as much to your people here today. I ask, Lord, that in the quiet of this sanctuary, that we sense your presence in a very, very strong way, that hearts and minds are open to receive your word and to apply it to our lives. So that, with that, dear Lord, we lift up your Son and we pray these prayers in his name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And all God's people said, Amen. I do know that God wants to transform us. He wants us to grow a new spine. But how do we do that? What are some of the keys? What are some of the keys from these verses that tell us? How in the world do we go out to proclaim Christ? And how in the world do we conquer our fears and be strong and courageous for Him? Well, here are four important points about being strong and courageous in a lost and dying world. Being strong and courageous in a lost and dying world. Number one, we have to know and we have to believe that God has given us the land. We have to know and believe that God has given us the land. Let's just break down these verses that I read and let's unpack them. Joshua 1, 1 through 3. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. You know, I think about that. I think, you know, the greatest biblical character ever, Moses, who, you know, God spoke to through a burning bush, that God helped him lead the people out of Egypt. And his protege, Joshua, is told, you're going to take these people now, and you're going to take them to the promised land. How would that make you feel? Nervous. Very, very nervous. And what else? Afraid. Joshua must have been shaking in his boots. Can you imagine that? What, me? No, I can't do this. What are you saying? I am going to be the one to lead these people? You must be nuts. And here God is a matter of fact. He's very matter of fact. He's saying, Joshua, get ready. You're going to take them to the land that I have given them. I have given them. And I'm going to give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised to Moses. Isn't that great? Today, what's changed today? Think God doesn't want us to have victory today? You think God doesn't want us to conquer our fears? You think God doesn't want us to proclaim this culture and this land for Christ? I think He tells us the very same thing. He wants us as standard bearers, one who upholds God's standards. Show people a new way of living, free from fear, free from rejection, free of fear of failure, fear from being inadequate, fear of worthlessness, free from fear of despair, fear from insecurity, fear of rejection. How many here have any one of those fears? Oh man, someone's not telling the truth. Yet He says to us, everywhere you step, if you step in My name, I will give you the land. I will give you the land. And nobody, nothing will come against us. It's funny how fear takes us sometimes and suffocates us. Let me read you a story. It's by Sean Miller. He relates this. During his years as premier of the Soviet Union, Nikita Khrushchev denounced many of the policies and atrocities of Joseph Stalin. In the midst of his speech, a heckler shouted, "You were one of his colleagues. Why didn't you stop him?" And Khrushchev screamed, "Who said that?" And there was a deathly silence as nobody in the room dared move a muscle. Then Khrushchev says, "Now you know why." Get this. Fear will silence us. Fear will confuse us. And fear can paralyze us. It's like the coils of a snake that tightens around its victims so that when its prey breathes out, it constricts itself tighter, thus not allowing the lungs to take in a breath. It stealthily seeks the innocent among us and tightens itself around us. We are paralyzed and are finding it difficult even to breathe. And there is only one who can get us out. Only one who can get us out. What's changed? Don't we have the same God now as Joshua did back then? And don't you think He's also telling us, get out of that slavery of fear and go and take the land. Take the land. And we can have a change of residency and make us conquerors over those fears and over those desires that take us away from a life with Christ. Number two, to be strong and courageous in the world, know that God will not fail nor forsake us. He will not fail nor forsake us. Joshua 1, 5 through 6 says this. No one will be able to stand. Let's say that again. Say that. No one. Can you say that? Will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will. Leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. How many here love underdog movies? Which you always see that movie, that scrawny little kid with no muscles and really tiny. And all the bullies are beating them up. You've seen those types of movies, haven't you? But then, somehow he becomes friends with the biggest kid in school. Usually the football player. Other movies, there would be maybe an angel to protect that individual. And the angel would appear and the scrawny kid would be protected. Don't you see the same picture here? You know, when things come against us because of things we do, you know, sometimes we got to say, talk to him. Don't we? This is the way I am. This is the way He made me. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. And that's what God is telling Joshua. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And then God reminds a fearful Joshua to be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Because you're the guy that I chose. Don't you hate that? You're the guy I chose. Why me? Because He knows with somebody, choosing somebody that is afraid means that Joshua will be listening to everything that God tells him to do. Because in his fear, he'll give himself over to an almighty God, knowing that he will not be forsaken and he will not be left. And today, know that God is not going to fail or forsake us. He's not. He might put us in uncomfortable situations, but He's never going to leave us nor forsake us. He's going to be there in the moment. We've talked about this before. You've all had the Holy Spirit work in you as you have talked to people about God. Or at least a lot of us have. Because we know we can't do it, so we rely on His resources. And we know that He's there. And He will never forsake us. Just as much as He's brought people into our lives to bring us into a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, He might use us to do the same thing for others. He will give us a spine that will cause us to be bold and courageous in both living the gospel as well as spreading the gospel, as well as getting rid of those awful fears. Those fears just keep us from open doors. They really do. Those fears keep us from walking outside of slavery. When we all know that Jesus Christ died on that cross to free us from the slavery of sin. And why do we live in that slavery? Harry Houdini, the famed escape artist, issued a challenge wherever he went. He could be locked in any jail cell in the country. He claimed and set himself free quickly. No, I'm sorry. He could be locked in any jail in the country, he claimed, and set himself free quickly and easily. Always he kept his promise. But one time, something went wrong. Houdini entered the jail in his street clothes. The heavy metal doors clanged shut behind him. He took from his belt a concealed piece of metal, strong and flexible. He set to work immediately, but something seemed to be unusual about this lock. For 30 minutes he worked and got nowhere. An hour passed, and still he had not opened the door. By now he was bathed in sweat and panting in exasperation, but he still could not pick the lock. Finally, after laboring for 2 hours, Harry Houdini collapsed in frustration and failure against the door he could not unlock. But when he fell against the door, it swung open. It had never been locked at all. But in his mind, it was locked, and that was all it took to keep him from opening the door and walking out of the jail cell. Some story. Story that ministers to us. We have fear capture us when God has that door wide open. All He's saying, just push through. Just lean against it. Just open it. Because I got a vast land for you. And it's time you take that land. It's time you take your land. Take that land. Number 3, to be strong and courageous, we must live out the promises of God. Joshua 1:7-8 says this. Be strong and very courageous. That's number 2. That's the second time he tells Joshua. Which means Joshua must have been shaken in his boots. But be strong and very courageous. Be careful. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. I don't think God meant or means to us we will be prosperous and successful in a monetary way. I think what he means is we will be able to take the land for him. Prosperity may come with that. That's good. I think the key here is that we will be prosperous and successful in our spirit and in who he made us to be. So he tells Joshua, be strong and very courageous this time. But here is the key to the success in the promised land. And what's the key? To obey his? Yeah. And don't vary from it one iota. You know, it's like if we study this and we meditate on it, we obey it. He wants us to be focused on it. We don't say, I wonder what Dr. Phil has to say about this. We don't talk to left. Well, Dr. Drew, I mean, he might think different than this. We don't look up and say, well, I wonder where Oprah is in all this. He doesn't want us to do that. He gave us this book for a reason. So that we know how to live out our lives. And so that we can be successful in taking the land. Successful in taking the land. And today, God still wants us to live out his principles. To live these out in our lives. If you take the basic Christian principles and you lived out your life, what consequences would befall you? What would come against you if you do things the right way? What would come against you when you treat people the right way? I don't think there's any bad consequences except rejection from those in the world. That's about the only bad consequence. So he wants us to live out his principles, and the key to a successful, prosperous life as a Christian continues to be studying his word. And if we do these things, our lustful desires melt away, our fears melt away, we develop a backbone, we have purpose. And the old fears and the fear of life just wandering in the desert like the Israelites did, that fear is gone. That fear is gone. It's the instruction book on how we live life. Number four. Lastly, we become strong and courageous in a lost and dying world if we believe the promises of God. If we believe the promises of God. Joshua 1:9 says this, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. That's the third time that the Lord said to Joshua to be strong and courageous. Do you know what it means when something's repeated three times in the Bible? It means this is important. This is very important. Remember this. Remember this. This will help you to take the promised land. These things will. And he said, haven't I commanded you this? It wasn't a suggestion. It wasn't a suggestion. It wasn't a recommendation. It wasn't a casual statement. It's an order. It's like, settle down. You know, get a spine. Be strong and courageous. And better yet, don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Don't be discouraged. And as we walk a new walk with Christ, there are times we become afraid. Afraid to lead, afraid to take a stand, afraid to minister, afraid to change, afraid of being afraid. Let me say that again. Afraid of being afraid. And today God says the same thing to us like a father to the child. Let's stand up. Let's be bold. Have courage. I promise I won't let anything happen to you. Hear my promises. Number one, I will give you the land. Number two, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Number three, you will lead people for me to a new life. Number four, don't be afraid. Number five, don't be discouraged. Number six, I will be with you wherever you go. I will be with you wherever you go. 40 years. 40 years, Israel was wandering the wilderness in fear. 40 years. When they scouted out the land, only two people saw God's promises. 10 people saw the giants. 10 people saw giants. So they didn't enter the land that was given to them. That was handed to them. Imagine that. The two being Joshua and Jacob were the only two Joshua and Caleb. Joshua and Caleb were the only two that saw the promise. They were also the only two from that generation that came across the Red Sea, the only two from that generation that got to go to the Promised Land. So they go in the Promised Land and they spy out Jericho, and they meet with Rahab, who was a harlot that was inside the walls of Jericho. And then let's go to the next slide. Let me tell you what she had said. And Rahab said to the spies, meaning the Israelite spies. Rahab said to the spies, "I know that the Lord has given you this land and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og. When we heard of it, our hearts melted in fear, and everyone's courage fell because of you. For the Lord, your God, is God in heaven above and on the earth below." 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. 40 years of that manna. 40 years of being provided, but not having the promises of God because they didn't go into the land. And then you hear that those in Jericho, the giants in Jericho, was more afraid of them than what Israel was afraid of the giants. Why do I say that? Because that's the same with us. We're so afraid of giving the gospel. We're so afraid of changing our lives. We're so afraid of this. We're so afraid of that. Yet if we take the land, people are more afraid of us. Scott Chambers tells this story called $3 Worth of God, Please. "I would like to buy $3 worth of God, please. Not enough to explode my soul or disturb my sheep, but just enough to equal a cup of warm milk or a snooze in the sunshine. I don't want enough of him to make me love my neighbor or to pick beets with the poor. I want ecstasy, not transformation. I want the warmth of the womb, not a new birth. I want a pound of the eternal in a paper sack. I would like to buy $3 worth of God, please." If we would be totally honest, the idea of transformation really scares us. That is because we know that such a radical change would be quite uncomfortable. We realize that with transformation comes a major overhaul of our lives and priorities. Quoting Bill Hybels, "In each moment of truth, you will have to decide whether or not you will cooperate with God. Many times every day, you'll come to a moment of truth. You will stand at a crossroads and decide if you have the spine, the courage, to follow God instead of your own desires. The way of courage is a way of transformation." And so ends this 6-part series that talks about a transformation of our whole lives. God wants us to transform our hearts, our minds, our ears, our tongues, our hands, and most importantly, He wants to give us a new spine, one of confidence and one of victory. And each day we need to ask ourselves, What are we going to do with this Jesus? The Jesus sent by Almighty God to fulfill His promises of the Messiah coming to us. The Messiah who would rescue us. Rescue us from the slavery of sin, to die on the cross for us, to shed His blood for us, to redeem us, to give us a new life, a new hope, and a new land. So I need to ask you, dear saints, where are you? Do you understand that God has given us the land of new life? All we have to do is fall against the door and it opens up. We can walk then in confidence of who He is. Do you know in your heart that whatever the task given to us, He will never leave us nor forsake us? Do you comprehend that our success in conquering our fears or leading others to Christ relies on reading, studying, and applying God's Word to our lives? Do you believe in the promises of God and that He will always be with you? You can have a conversation with Him on a daily basis. If not, be strong and courageous. You will take your lives, yourselves, and lead others into the land that He has given us. Let's be strong. Let's have courage to fight the good fight. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we love You so much. And as we hear Your word, we fight off the fear that comes to us and the cost that we need to pay to live a life for You. But Lord, we also cast off all that slavery. We cast off all that fear because we know that You're right behind us, that You will never leave us nor forsake us, that we can boldly walk in territories that You have given us. We ask, Lord, You give us the wisdom that as we step out, we will be able to let You guide us and help us to take the land for You. With every head bowed and every eye closed, this is part of the service which I ask whether there's anyone here that does not have a relationship with Jesus Christ, that lives in this fear but wants out of it, and they want to follow a God and a Savior that can lead them to a better life. If there is anybody here that had never accepted Christ, maybe today's the day. Maybe today's the day you lean against the door and you enter into that freedom that you've never seen before. If you want to accept Christ, the prayer is a heartfelt prayer. It's a prayer of saying, Lord, I can't do this anymore. I just repent of my past. I just want You to transform me. And Lord, I accept You and I commit to You myself. And I make that commitment to You, Lord, that You will be my Lord and Savior, to follow me all the days of my life and to fight the good fight. If you said that prayer for the very first time, if you've accepted Christ for the very first time, I'd like to know, and I ask you, put your hand up and right back down. Put your hand up, right back down. Dear Lord, we love You so much. I pray from the bottom of my heart You will always continue to work in my life to make me become strong and courageous for You. I pray for this congregation also, Lord, that we begin to come out of our comfort zone so that we may touch lives for You. And Lord, that we can also conquer all the fears that keep us pent in that cage that has that door wide open for us. With that, Lord, we love You so much. We ask, Lord, that You help us apply these scriptures to our daily lives. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's stand for our closing song. My Jesus, my Savior.